I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Episode 81 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. We got a flock of new homies here, man. So we're going to let them introduce themselves. We're going to start over here. Miss Rena, what's up?
Hi, I'm Rena. You can follow my IG at Rena Deneen. And yeah.
Of course, Big Homie JoJo.
Hello.
Victory Tuesday. How about them Cowboys?
Okay. How about them Cowboys? Stop playing with
what's
me.
What's up?
Yo, man, loudest in the city. Rap game, John D. from Houston, Texas, man.
Straight out of Screwston, Texas, in the building with us. Well, what's the name of the group, too, the company?
Hitman. Everybody know Hitman.
Bet. And last but not least.
Hi.
Hi, there you are.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, I'm Hi.
Hi, yes. I'm Hi. Hello, I'm Hi.
My Instagram is _Booby from Detroit. Yeah,
Booby with the boobies.
With the boobies.
Hello.
I'm gonna put them up.
Yeah. No, you ain't gotta put them up. You can pull them out a little bit more. This is,
I don't know, sir.
This is not Sunday school. We is lit up in here. How y'all doing? Everybody good? Everybody fine? I know we got some inebriated individuals in the house today, but shit, we're gonna keep this thing rolling. How you doing, JoJo?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Eating your hot Cheetos?
Eating my hot Cheetos. We got a win last night. Hello.
Well, let me get into the first topic where we talk about the porch. Get back on my notes. So, the porch, we talk about things going on in pop culture and society. And I know we've been seeing the saga between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett over the past year or so. And it just came out recently that she said that she needs to learn how to love. Bitch, you 50. With a husband and two kids. Three, if you count the one that don't nobody know about, the older one. How you know? Is that something that women is? Do y'all need to learn how to love niggas that y'all been with?
Different type of love. She said they was gonna get BBLs together. That's a different type of love.
Who will?
Yes, that's a different.
What will they do with a BBL?
They need to do it on their heart, cause they shit fucked up.
They should have definitely.
We'll say never had get,
that type of but my thing is, but who are we to judge that is fucked up though? Because first of all, both of them are rich as fuck. Kids are successful.
What they got to do with
no,
them?
But no.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Their unconventional way of loving each other has worked the fuck out for many people that done said, "Oh, we love each other," and then kids fucked up. They separate. They don't want to see each other the next day. They sick of each other. So who's to say, like, that doesn't work for them? I'm pretty sure, like, Will is playing a nice guy, but I'm pretty sure Will has plenty of bitches wind the fuck up.
We know that.
Fucking how you know that?
Because we know. So about that statement that she has to grow to love, I feel the same way. Like, I felt like I needed to learn how to love. It'd be sometimes people go through so much shit, then they don't know how to love. They only know how to hate because they done been through so much shit. Like, who's to say that they got married for all the right reasons? They probably got married for all the wrong reasons. She probably didn't love him when they got married. She probably liked him and was infatuated with him and liked what he could do for her, what she could do for him, the business that they could do together, and they made the decision based off that. And then, shit, where's the love? Like, it could have been that way. My mom always told me you can get with somebody and grow to love them. That's why my mom told me. She was like, you can meet somebody that y'all are here with each other. Y'all can make good business partners, but you can grow to love them. But it's hard to grow to love somebody
so
if you don't know how to love.
So what happens when you don't grow to love them and you damn, you 20, 25 years
then
in?
Then you be like them with these open relationships and shit.
But why are you together with somebody just because y'all do good business?
Because it's all about business. It's always about business.
Marriage is business at the end of the day.
It kind
of
is sometimes.
Some black and white, like, it's a business.
It is a business. Now, you got the people that want to be together for love, and then you got people that want to be together for business and for money.
What are you?
I'm on both.
Yeah, balance is like the most important thing in almost every situation. So you want to have that balance. Sure. Somebody got hurt.
Somebody not taking a shot. But I feel like, damn, like, okay, I do agree that marriage is a business. It's completely business. But if we're gonna be okay with it, the business part being there, we gotta be, like you say, you gotta have that balance. Like, we can't just say, oh, we do good business together, I'm going to be with you forever. No, nigga, we might as well just do good business.
No, because you have to get married in order for all y'all assets to come together. So
my assets could come together with somebody who I actually like.
Okay, so what do you say about arranged marriages? Like,
you talking about like in other countries?
Yeah, it's plenty of
not
cultures.
Not even in other countries, here too.
That's a good question.
I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z was arranged. I don't care what none of y'all say.
And
they're about to come for you.
And they grew to love each other. Exactly. You can't tell me she don't look at that ugly motherfucker with the most.
Damn. Like,
she probably did grow to love him. I mean, she grew to love him, I think.
You are mine.
I feel like arranged marriages, like, a lot of times that shit can be toxic because the... Like, it started, like, back, like, in the early, early olden days. I guess that's the way to describe it. When motherfuckers was getting traded for cattle and shit. You feel me? Like, the baddest bitch in the village went to whoever had the most goats.
Not the baddest bitch in the village. The most sacred bitch who ain't fucked nobody.
Man, it was the baddest bitch. She was getting fucked.
No, it wasn't. Mm-mm. It was the virgin that nobody touched. She was the one that was getting sold for the highest bidder. Fuck you, come on.
Anyway, the bitch went for goats. And it wasn't for love or no shit like that. But I feel like we're past that to where a bitch can have her own goats now. She ain't got to be getting traded for goats.
Okay, so who's to say when Jada and Will first got together, just a court, like, from what we've seen in the public eye about her dating life, Will was something different. So who's to say when she first got with him, it was strictly because it was something different for her? Because I feel like if you laying down and had two kids with this man, y'all stayed married through everything. Yeah, like, she grew to love him, and she had to do that because it's not something she was used to.
And y'all got to also understand that eye that they have, like, for that public eye, that shit matters. Like,
mm-hmm.
You have, sometimes, you like, when people stay together, like, husband and wife, they stay together for their kids. Like, you get on my fucking nerves, bitch. But I gotta stay with you because our kids, and I'm not gonna, you know, let our kids.
So do you want the kids to live off a lie?
No, but what I'm saying is how that happens. It happens like that in celebrity marriages too. Like the public eye, they don't want their fans and
well, niggas gonna support them. Well, when niggas find out, like they find out now, this is how the shit turns out. It looks
but
ugly.
But who's to say
Will Smith?
They probably Will
Smith
already had that
on the red table talk, crying his eyes out.
But they already had that conversation, just like. Everybody thought it was so secretive that her and August Alsina was doing what they doing. He was like, nah, they had a conversation with me. So who's to say they didn't been have the conversation and
they did.
Because she's at her at 50, she just wants to
let
make another revelation about what she went through in life.
Mm. Right.
Exactly. Like he understands her and it works for them. Who are we to judge? Because there's plenty of people. I grew up in a church. And I done seen the pastor and the first lady be together for years. She quiet, don't say nothing. And he cheating on her, got multiple kids in the pews, and she just gotta be quiet.
Damn, nigga, what church you into?
No, that's just churches, period.
That's just everywhere, period. Y'all
that's everywhere,
y'all
but
y'all
again,
think.
Like grown
well,
up.
Y'all
in
got
church,
hot coochies. What are we talking about? Hot
going
pocket.
For the highest bidder. What you talking about?
All right. Playing with fire, nigga.
I don't care. Drag me.
You said the coochie going to the highest bidder.
That's what I said.
Rena, do you have any input on?
I'm just saying. Keep going with what we were saying. Because that was like a little joke, side joke between us. But it's okay.
Sidebar?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyway, let me go to my next topic. So I seen this video on... get yours ready, too. I seen this video on social media. Where this chick was like, she went to some restaurant in Atlanta.
Can I give me one?
What you need?
For sure.
You smoke. Deleon Schmelion. There you go. So I seen this video, this chick, she was in Atlanta. She went to some restaurant. And the bill came up to like goddamn $700, $800. And she was bragging on the motherfucker.
Woo.
First of all, the meal consisted of like a big ass ice cream. I got a single king crab leg. And a steak that was covered in gold. Like gold glitter. Or like gold.
The edible gold.
Yeah, edible gold. The steak was the most expensive motherfucker on there. And they took a picture of the receipt to show this timeline and shit. And my question for y'all is that shit tacky?
It is.
Yes.
Like when people take pictures of receipts.
It is.
John, what you think?
You know, I mean, it. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it's a little immature. Like, you don't need to be posting all that.
I feel like if I'm out and the chick I'm with holds the receipt up to take a picture, I'm like, bro, what you, like, you're not paying that. Like, what are you doing?
That's like, I hate when people go out to Mexico and go to a restaurant and then they take a picture of the receipt, like you said, and be like, shit, we eat big over here. It's in pesos. It say like you spent $4,000, but you really spent like $100. Like, what are you flexing for? Like, why do you want people to know so bad? I feel like taking a picture of the receipt is the same as like, yeah, nigga, like, Jimmy, I'm all shit, fuck you, talk bad.
That's like taking money, a picture, nigga, yeah.
Shit. That's the same shit. I don't. It's like, for what? Like, what is the purpose of flexing like that? Like you got, I don't know, you want to let people know you got money, you spending money on.
Are you eating good, though? Some people might.
Man, the food don't eat. She had one crab leg, single crab leg.
For it to be $800, it had to taste good.
No, that shit tastes like paper because she ate flakes of gold.
Have y'all seen, like, some of the plates in some of these expensive restaurants? It'd be like a grape. A piece of celery,
little dots.
Yeah, and some sauce.
You're paying for the
$200.
You're paying for the experience. You're not even paying.
Man,
for
that's
food.
Bullshit. Because I'm like, at what point is it? When did it become? When did it become cool to get overcharged for simple shit?
But look, I feel like if she took a picture of that, I feel like she should post a picture of
the food,
her eviction notice. Her bills, like, don't brag on just the good shit. Like, bitch, you want to show pictures? Show all your pictures. I want to see bills. What you paying?
Show your credit.
What you? Yeah,
show your credit.
What you got? Because that $700 and whatever could have went to getting your credit repaired. So,
and also, I feel like, damn, like,
hey,
when I go to Juicy Crab, I'm never thinking about taking a picture of the receipt because it's Juicy Crab. Like, you know, shit may come up to triple digits. Because niggas like to eat good when they go out, especially if you're with a woman with some big ass cheeks. You want to eat good when you out, right?
I like to eat.
So you're not, it's not in my head, it's not in my mind thing. Oh, shit, I'm waiting this bill come out, I'm gonna take a picture of it. For what? Who am I impressing?
Yeah.
The internet?
If she would have, like, it's different from posting it like, yeah, shit. Big meal, big flex. And then, like, I know good and damn well this motherfucker didn't just. What the fuck is this? Like, it's different. I feel like I would have been like, okay.
All I know is
that post is better than
a few weeks ago.
Big flex, big food.
A few weeks ago, Candy niggas was mad at Candy because she charged $4 for some ice, some
$2 of ice cubes.
Yeah, she for some ice cubes.
That's
niggas
awful.
Niggas was mad at Candy, the black woman. But when you go in these other spaces,
oh, they paying.
Oh, they paying.
Who paying?
Apparently, Shorty, that was
She ain't paying for ice, nigga. She paid for them gold flakes is what she paid for.
Gold flakes. Okay, so you're telling me now, if I make a burger and put some gold glitter on it, I can charge.
And you can get a box of those gold on Amazon for $8.24. Hey,
real
I
gold.
Cook. Shout out to you. Got the munchies. I do cook.
Why you bring? Whoa! How you gonna talk about you cook? You ain't bring no food.
Because I told you right after this, I gotta go cook. So, like, today.
You could have brought us some food.
I promise. I'll bring y'all food. Now that I know y'all are here, I'll bring y'all
every Monday.
Yeah, I would have fucked it.
I promise. I got you. I got.
Niggas in here high.
Mm-hmm. Right. If y'all got the munchies, talking about myself, I cook.
Whole time.
Whole time you see me eating this damn public sandwich.
Don't have to wait till the next episode.
Yeah.
Like Dragon Ball Z, but it was the greatest shit.
What good is that going to do us now, Rena? Hey. We're hungry.
We were talking about
food.
I'm a businesswoman.
Kodak, stay home. You can't bring your food.
I know, and I ate all day.
Right.
Knew you for how long? You still hungry, my boy? Shit.
Yeah. Years later.
Yeah, so she did. She was paying for those gold flakes. It was real gold. That's why.
What good is real gold if
you eating it? You gonna shit it?
Leaving it on the plate.
You gonna shit it out?
They still do that. That's just like when girls get their nails done. Like, they get them $100 bills in their nails. That'd be a real $100 bill that they cutting up and putting that shit in their nails.
That's just as stupid.
That's so stupid.
It's stupid.
I ain't seen that before.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Y'all ain't seen that?
I seen somebody put a real nacho chip in their nails.
I seen
them
put some weed in her nail. Like, that's a waste of weed.
Yeah.
You look real upset about that.
I was mad. Like, why you waste that good ass weed and put in your...
We could have smoked
cute.
That, huh?
They wasn't even cute, first of all. The shape was off, all that shit.
Maybe it was some mid.
Had to be, I hope so.
You ain't flexing for real if it's mid. Cause that shit looked like doodle.
That's why she got.
Like, she was really flexing. She put some fentanyl in her nail.
What? Whoa.
I went too far.
Whoa. R.I.P. my guy.
Damn, I'm sorry. Yeah, what you got? Soon. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question because this is something that really, really bothers me. Okay. Now, say for instance, you're in a store. All right. You going to get you this. This is a situation that happened to one of my friends. She went to the store. She went in there to go grab her like a Debbie cake or whatever. She grabbed her a few of them. Walked to the car, and she was like, "Everybody's in the car. Family's in the car." She like, "Anybody want a Debbie cake?" And her grandma responds, "You don't need no Debbie cake. You need to be learning how to lose some weight because I'm tired of you. You're fat. You're just fat." And she like.
Was she fat?
She not fat, but she just like, hold the fuck up. She didn't say anything. So she called me like, "Can I go off on my grandma?"
Yeah.
Or can I go off on my grandma? So my question is do elderly people get a pass on when they really talking some shit to you? Like if they said some shit, do they get a pass because they old? Or can you go off on their old ass?
You know what's funny? I seen, we watch SpongeBob and shit. Mm-hmm. I seen an episode where Plankton was roasting the whole family. Plankton. Uh-huh. He said that the grandma was like, "Somebody should teach you some manners." And he said, "Somebody should put you in an old box, a box floating down the river."
Grandma. That's how you say it.
Damn, he roasted the whole family. Yeah. But hell no, man. Just because you old people be thinking like, "Oh, I'm old. I can say what the fuck I want." All right,
Esther.
All right, Ezekiel. We gonna roast the shit out.
I'm gonna go there with you.
We finna roast the shit out your ass.
So, how do y'all feel about that? Because... can everybody get it or okay? I'm gonna let you have it.
It depends on who the old person is. Cause if it's my grandma, I'm not finna go back off on her.
My grandma, she talks shit.
If it's my mama,
like,
I'm not finna. My mama.
Like I'm not gonna talk messy? Shit back to my grandma.
Like what if she like really
like,
mean
she
it
really
though?
Messy like. You done been walking around here fucking all these guys, getting all these babies. Grandma, you did the same thing.
Grandma, you got it's 14 of us, Grandma.
Like grandma.
That's a different
level. I think you have to give that subtle shade back to your, like, not no blatant disrespect, but you gotta, like, throw something back to let them know, like, "Yeah, nigga, I know your secrets too, motherfucker." Mm-hmm. I know Uncle Robert wasn't my uncle.
Okay.
Who is that nigga?
Right.
I seen you. Mm-hmm. You ain't innocent, grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So y'all said y'all grandma, what about you? Your grandma get a pass or no?
No, she never got no pass
with
me.
Okay. You be roasting your grandma?
She said her grandma got a smart ass mouth.
She do. She's too messy, so.
See, my grandma's like the angel of the family.
So she not gonna say nothing like that anyway.
I mean, if she is, she ain't gonna say it like that. She ain't gonna be blaming with it. She gonna say it probably on the phone with my mom or something.
Yeah.
You know?
What about a random old person like you like you going to the store and they like, "You're not gonna hold that fucking door open, you fucking."
I've
had a 3-strike system with other old people. Just
three
because,
strikes.
Look, just because
you are
I
nice.
Want that respect shown for my grandmother,
three
especially
for
like
random?
My grandma is in New York. I'm here, so God forbid somebody just she snapped. Not saying she right, but they just punched the shit out of my grandma.
We're
like,
not talking about hitting old people.
But I'm just saying, like, these kids is built different.
Would you hit an old person? Same thing.
No, I'm saying these kids is built different. You don't know what they, like, I would hate for somebody to disrespect my grandmother. So I try to do, like, you got 3 strikes. If I see your ass in aisle 3 and you on strike motherfucking 4, like, look here, old bitch. Like, I try to be nice to your ass, but you done pulled that. You pulled it out of me. Now you can get your granddaughter. You get your daughter.
Bring somebody.
I ain't gonna beat your ass, but I'll beat somebody in your generation.
We'll beat your representative
you
ass.
You're damn right.
I'm smacking the shit out of somebody, grandma.
You smacking?
Hell yeah, she smacking. She on that with me. I'm on that with her.
If she say, just say something real foul to you, like you scallywag.
Yeah, what? Bless what us. Happened if she say some 1956?
You
Jezebel. You Jezebel.
No, I'm gonna just say, girl, shut your old ass up. That's all I'm gonna say. Girl, shut your old ass up. The fuck?
Did she? You hear out there, what bitch?
Right. I'll show you, bitch. I'll show you, bitch.
Nah, they ain't gonna say bitch. They gonna say whore.
Right. You fucking tramp.
Hussy.
You hussy.
Right, hussy.
That's funny as shit.
I ain't gonna hit nobody.
John D, you not cousin to somebody's grandpa? Talking spicy to you?
Nah, grandpa's different. Grandpa's is different. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna get
grandpa's damn. Definitely
it depends on the grandma. I'm sorry. Yeah, if it's a grandma that I be seeing off of goddamn off of fucking West Ave or some shit hanging out at the gas station, yeah, I done told the bitch I ain't gonna give you 50 cents.
And she on that.
And she on that shit. Yeah, exactly. Bitch.
Speaking of that, man, them motherfuckers at Atlantic be aggressive. God damn.
I ain't gonna lie. I think recently somebody came up to me. And this man said, buy me a pizza. Ah, damn, they had to buy it just cause
how bold he was.
Bro, please buy me a pizza. I'm like, damn, here, sir, you might need that. Like,
oh, no.
I ain't never had nobody come up to
me. Man, I was leaving Lenny.
Proper bum etiquette. I don't mean bum, whatever is the political.
Bum.
But look, sometimes they don't go, keep it real. They'll try to take your money and go do what they want with it.
Oh, no. See, but my thing is, if you giving it to somebody,
it's out your hands.
Yeah, it's out your hands. They can tell you I'm
getting something that's going to fuck them up.
Right. You know what? No, I'd rather the person tell me, you know what? I'm about to get the biggest crack rock right now. Right now. I'm about to smoke it right now. Stop playing with me. That's the one. I respect that.
No, I'm saying, like, you want to go get your crack, I'm going to get my gram. I'm going to keep my money, and I'm going to get the money.
I could always get my shit.
Yeah, like, but still, like, I would rather not give it to him. If he already day, outside the street.
Yeah, he already fucked up.
Bro.
I ain't gonna lie, if I have food or money and I'm passing someone, if I have like food, like leftovers or whatever the fuck, I'm gonna give them my food.
I'll be feeling bad. That's why I can't ride with them. I'm the same way.
I don't give out my leftovers.
Nah.
Because I be feeling like that shit is low key demeaning as fuck. Like, you giving somebody.
Man, no the fuck is not.
First of all, I didn't come and pull up on you expecting me to give you my leftovers. Like, nah, like.
Like, we in traffic. Like, you know, like when traffic be backed up.
Yeah, and if I got some food and you got a sign that says I'm hungry,
but it just depends. It depends on how the leftovers look. Like, if I just, I'm eating a burger, I'm not going to eat the rest of my burger.
Yeah,
but, if I got a box of chicken, and like a big ass, like, I be getting the 12-piece.
Yeah.
I be getting the 12-piece, okay, motherfucker. No, if I get the 12-piece, motherfucker.
Oh, nah, because my biggest fear is, like, if I was to give somebody a plate of food I've been eating, and they just throw that shit back at me, like...
Now you gotta beat their ass.
It was a taco salad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
I don't want this shit.
You try to give somebody some vegan shit. Like you go to Slutty Vegan. Like, what kind of burger is this?
You think I ain't want real bacon, bitch?
This one time, a homeless man pulled up on me. I must have been out drinking because it was late, and he pulled up on me trying to sell me whatever. I'm like, bro, if you hungry, come on. I ain't finna buy none of this. I'll take you to go get some food though. And I just let him get what he want.
I remember when I'm in traffic, like, that's why I try not to keep cash on me, because I'll fucking give it away.
Me too.
So, like, if I'm in traffic and I see somebody on the side of the road, like standstill type shit, like, damn. I was put in this position to give you this chicken. So, like, shit, here, my nigga, like, because
I can... Water
boys are fucking aggressive.
Hell no.
They, like...
Y'all give me no money?
You have to, or they're going to flip your car over.
No, what pisses me off about the little, like, the water boys off of Wesley Chapel, it's a McDonald's, a KFC, a goddamn Krispy Kreme donut, all that shit right down the street. And you grown as shit asking me
water man.
$1 water man.
Water man. Water man.
Hell take your ass.
No, them niggas. Them niggas.
I didn't say water man. I said water boys. Cause the man.
No, it be some water men. It be some water men out there filling up water bottles. Bitch, this water bottle is pre-used. Get this shit away from me.
The top be off and shit. Like the one off of MLK. Like he got a whole nice little. He got a nice little setup. I'm like, you grown as shit, but nigga, you got a store outside in the street. I gotta respect that shit. But them motherfuckers off of Wesley Chapel,
them niggas by Lenny's be goddamn. Hey, nigga, you see me right here, nigga.
You know you see me.
See that there? That's when you gotta just politely show them what the fuck you got tucked under your seat. Like, I could not back to it.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
I'm gonna send
your ass to the gulag.
You're scaring my daughter.
They don't give a fuck though. God damn, them niggas be aggressive. That's like, funny. When do niggas age out of being water boys?
Like, I ain't gonna lie. I think that only go on out here, really.
They don't got water boys in Houston?
Hell no. Nah,
they ain't got water boys nowhere else.
Fruit. They be selling fruit.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all got fruit, man.
It ain't no water. They ain't selling it aggressive. They gonna sit right on side the road and wait on you to pull up.
Them niggas, water boys.
Yeah, they coming to your
They going to your window like this. Who up in here?
They oh, they walking too. Down. As soon as it's a red light, they walking down. Yeah. And then they going to look at you like, you ain't going to
fuck with me. Ain't going to give me nothing. You ain't going to fuck with me.
I wonder how much the niggas be making a day.
A lot. They be robbing us. The fuck?
That's funny. That's shit.
They don't make shit for me.
I give it to them every time because I fuck with it.
They don't make a day.
That shit funny. Now, if I got like a 20 on this song,
they be trying to shoot that shot at you?
What?
See, and that's what made me stop giving their ass a dollar. I had one motherfucker go, okay, so you ain't gonna buy the water, but shit, can I have your number?
Excuse me, little guy.
Little.
She from Detroit, too? Oh, no, she from New York. I'm
like, tripping. Ain't you in middle school? Go to class.
Yeah, why these niggas be selling water in the middle of the day?
Go to class.
Because their parents ain't paying attention to what the fuck they doing.
No, because their parents need that money that they making, so they like, go ahead and fucking do it. The fuck?
What you got? JoJo.
Okay, man, that's another question. Okay.
It's about to be toxic, y'all. Strap up.
It is. And I'm trying to figure out how to word it because everybody want to drag me. All right, so let me ask the ladies. Okay. Is it mandatory for a guy that you are pursuing or he's pursuing you for him to have some type of income?
Yes.
No, but hear me out.
Yeah!
Hear me out.
Bring the fuck with the broke niggas. Let's go.
It's not even necessarily fucking with the broke niggas. It's more so, I know personal situations I've been in to where I ain't have shit. And I had a nigga fuck with me. Like, yeah, I'm a female, but I just feel like, why the fuck is it just, it's gender based. Like, niggas gonna go through some shit. And if you vibing with this nigga throughout everything and he's going through some shit financially, help the nigga out. You know what I'm saying? Put, stare his ass right.
That's real.
So you would do that right now in these times and days. You gonna hold him down.
In a pandemic?
So that's fine. I get that. Because I've been in a situation to where I held a nigga down. He ain't had no money and I held him down. But how long do you do that?
Why your head flipping?
You a fall off. That's what I'm saying. You a player. Look,
because niggas get real comfortable. And they forget what you really working towards, which really ain't shit most of the time.
I put it like this: if their comfort is putting you out your comfort, that's when you gotta cut that shit off.
So it be the comfort that when you get uncomfortable as a woman, you get uncomfortable and you tired of holding a nigga down, and then you leave him alone. Everything. Now all of a sudden, you ain't shit. You can't hold a nigga down. You ain't loyal and all this other extra shit.
If you've been holding him down.
And they don't pay attention to the times that you've actually held him down. Like, he don't think about them times.
I'd be quick to say, nigga, if your mama ain't doing this shit, don't expect me to. If I'm doing it because I fuck with you, then that's why I'm doing it. But
how old are you?
Don't. I'm 33.
So you will date a 33-year-old man who ain't got shit going on for himself, he broke?
I'm saying, no, I ain't say he don't got shit going on for himself, but if he's going through a financial hardship, and just knowing the mindset that I have, nigga, we about to get it. Ain't no sitting on your ass with me. And if you get uncomfortable, like, damn, she pushing me too much, then you got to get the fuck on.
We not talking about as a long-term relationship like y'all was saying. I'm talking about
like right now.
When you first meet this nigga,
he trying to talk to you, and he
trying to talk to you.
Man, y'all gotta stop acting like y'all don't get finessed out the first few dates. Like, you don't know who you dealing with until you really dealing with a nigga.
That's just me.
A nigga can be broke as shit, don't have no car, but them first few dates, he done borrowed money from his homeboys, done used his mama car, did everything right, and then you done, nigga, you bae, you my,
no.
Find out this nigga don't got shit.
No. But that's why you have multiple dates with niggas. Like, you can peep a nigga, you know what the fuck going on. You can say that, you can get finessed, but you know when a nigga got money and when his money is long. You know the difference. Like, you can tell. So that is why, like, when women go out on dates with men, it take them a minute to see what the fuck going on, because, like I said a few episodes ago, niggas like to fake. They really not.
They be the entourage.
Y'all women that go out with anybody, though.
So what you mean when you say that?
Like, man, they ain't really just even gonna really look at, they ain't gonna pay attention to detail. Mm. Like, they gonna look and see if the nigga cute, oh, he with 4PF or whatever, and then they just gonna go.
Oh, they gonna fall for the.
They gonna go off the strength.
Yeah,
I feel. In my opinion, I feel
you
like
you might get they. Nah, you might get they number.
He got a point.
They might get they number.
What he's,
like
what he's saying is, motherfucker fall for the facade. Like if he,
do niggas not do the same thing? Because it's like it's plenty of females that's in the industry that done got recycled through. Everybody,
they don't care about that though.
But I'm saying, but do they not care?
No, niggas don't care.
But do they not care because the clout that comes with fucking with this female? I'm saying niggas do the same thing. You can't just say it's female.
Which is what I said last episode. I said that men like to fuck on women and get clout off that shit, just like women. They like, oh, so the bitch just gonna fuck Future because it's Future? Yes, bitches is gonna fuck Future just because it's Future. And they gonna go home and be like, bitch, I fuck Future. And all her homegirls gonna be like, bitch, you fuck Future.
But what women, what women is niggas doing that to? What woman, name a woman in the industry niggas coming up off of that they just
Black
fuck.
China, she's one. Niggas India is, Love, you, I feel no, like she's
no.
one.
No, you niggas like, not coming up off of fucking Black China.
No, you're talking about coming up off of. We're not talking about coming up off of.
We're not bragging about fucking Black China.
Yes, you are.
Nigga, yes, y'all are. How many rappers don't stop that Black China?
What?
I'm
cool
don't get it twisted. I feel like Black China got a package that she's selling these little young rapper niggas that want to get
she
some
do.
Yeah, she do.
So what the fuck? So that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, bro, these niggas be fucking with these females.
Look, I'm beyond that.
Cause I'm who the fuck was that little nigga? Who, what the fuck was
that? The little lit twin nigga.
No, the little light skin. Him. Who the fuck is that?
Youngest shit.
YBN.
Youngest fuck.
You didn't know him until he started dating Black China.
No, YBN, he had a hit. Hold on, man. YBN on my, yeah, he had a hit.
He got bigger, but he was already
I'm 33.
In the game.
I don't know that nigga.
Me either.
But needless
don't nobody
to say,
know
I
him.
Heard of his name when he was dating Black China.
She with the like, little nigga right now. With the little lit twin TikTok
nigga. Yeah, because they
okay,
paid,
so,
they
and who the fuck
would have
known this shit if he wasn't fucking with Black China?
It's clout. You trying to tell me right now if you hit Jada, you ain't gonna tell your homeboys? Because if you not, guess what? He might. Bitch, I hit Jada. They, niggas,
okay,
you
I
can
hit,
be,
China,
you
yeah,
can
but
be
I,
a bitch.
If I hit, Jada, what comes with that? Like, clout-wise, what comes with that?
That's it. What else comes from clout when you get clout? Nothing, just clout. Like you
feel, all the Future baby's mamas are celebrities off of being Future's baby mama.
Yeah,
all
we talking
them.
About baby mamas. We not talking about just getting popped.
Some of the females he popped in.
Yeah.
Shit, Stabman the fuck? Stabman
is 50 fucking 6.
I don't give a fuck. Stabman been with Oprah. We don't know what this nigga do, but we know his name is Stabman. Why?
Because he's with Oprah. Fuck.
So, all right, so one.
You can't mention goddamn Future. Like, that Future shit, that shit different. That shit different. Because at the end of the day, and you also got
there was a woman
that
tried to
shit.
Start a whole career off of being mentioned in a Drake song. Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree, she was having parties and all that shit. And that
Why
was off
the
of mention.
Fuck wouldn't you though? You know how
Y'all
many
be
stupid
mad
ass
bitches
people were going.
We're not mad, we're just pointing out the shit that happens.
But do you know how many stupid ass motherfuckers went to Hooters on Peachtree Street?
You remember that shit. You were down here.
Is Courtney here? Like, how many niggas was doing
this?
Nigga,
I can show you when this shit over with. It's probably still on the internet. There was an actual flyer.
Y'all niggas can't get mad at the females that y'all be making famous.
Yes.
And then get mad at why they're famous.
Okay, thank you for saying that because that brings me to this. Why do men get mad when y'all doing something to put a woman on and she capitalized from that shit, regardless of whatever it is? Just like, there's people dragging me right now because I said what I said about when you come and you approach me, you got to have some shit going on for yourself.
That's not what you said, nigga. It was more advanced than that.
No, it wasn't. I literally said, you got to come off some bread, is what I said. Now, yeah. I had to clarify because a nigga told me in my DMs that he thought I meant like a cash transaction, like
hand to hand,
give me money. Okay, now we can go out. No, that's not what I meant. I meant you have to come off on some bread, as in take me out, take me here, let me see like what is it that you got to offer for me, and if you can be on the same level with me in my life, because I got a whole lifestyle. I need to make sure you able to maintain the same shit I can. So I'm going to sit here and date and see what the fuck you got, and that's going to cost money because I like to do certain shit. Whatever. But how the fuck that are men gonna get mad at women for wanting that when that's mostly how men approach women in the first place?
Let me answer that for you. Mm. Let me answer that.
Hold on. Because men when they approach a woman these days, I don't know the last time a man that came up to me and was just told me how beautiful I was, how he wanted to, you know, take me here or do something, whatever. No. And he'd come up to me, he'd be like, damn, girl, let me pay your rent. Damn, girl, why you in the club? Like, let me get you out of here. Damn, girl, let me take care of you. Damn, that's all I hear. I don't like that shit. Everywhere. Yeah. I just met a nigga in the store on my way here getting these fucking cups that hit me with that shit.
He tried to take you out the store?
Nigga, let me pay for that. Let me do whatever. Every man is doing that. And y'all mad when a woman expect that, when that's all the fuck she know. Niggas is doing it. Now, that's not all the fuck I know. But what I'm saying is, how y'all gonna get mad that y'all putting us in a situation? Y'all putting us in that situation.
Let me tell you why. Niggas is jealous a lot of times. Niggas is definitely jealous. Yeah, like last summer, last year, like when bitches was getting the OnlyFans bags. Niggas was upset.
Boys.
Because niggas was upset.
That shit weird.
Niggas, you see, like, you see. That shit weird, though. You see, like, look, you see, like, niggas, sometimes niggas see a woman who ain't been doing shit her whole life. She just been, ain't shit her whole life. She didn't realize what she could do with her body. And next thing you know, she posting receipts of OnlyFans, and she getting $25,000 in a day. Niggas were upset. Niggas is upset.
And that's why they feel like they can come at us with money, because they know we got our own.
For a long time, though, I feel like it slept on. The women really been outdoing niggas, in my opinion. I feel like
women,
that just boosted them once they got the OnlyFans. Oh, they can do this too. Oh yeah, so they really not me.
Men feel like they could just approach us on some, oh, but I could take care of you, I could take care of you type of thing. Like,
but I feel like it's the same as when a female get with a nigga, invested all this time, feel like she done built this nigga up just for them to break up, and then you feel like you made him better for the next bitch. Like, females hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, how the fuck? Nigga, I showed you how to brush your hair the right way and yada, yada, yada. Like,
but that shit's gonna happen.
So just like you said, that shit's gonna happen. You can't get mad at Ari for fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Capitalizing
off of, nigga, the least you could do is for me to be motherfucking famous. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because the first few months, your ass was locked the fuck up. I had to go to my baby shower by myself. I had to do all this shit by myself. So the least I can get from this situation, why the fuck can I come up? Why you mad that I'm coming up?
But it's not the G Herbos and the money bags that's upset. It's the Tom, Dick, and Harry's that's not associated with the situation.
But y'all assume
that be mad.
Y'all assume that just because a woman expects, you know, for you to take care of your responsibilities, give her money, take her out, do all this other shit, that it don't come with, like, y'all don't reap any benefits from that. Now, some
what are the
might,
benefit? What are the benefits? You tell me what the benefits are.
The benefits are holding your nigga down, fucking him, sucking him on a regular basis, maintaining the house, being domesticated.
Sex is not a benefit for women. We
yes,
gotta stop
it is.
Saying that, because we're fucking each other. I'm fucking you too.
Yeah, but men want pussy way more
y'all
than
don't
women want dick.
Oh, so you don't want dick now?
That's not what I said. What I said was
that's a goddamn lie.
What I said was
that's some cap, ain't it?
No, it's not.
That's what cap, ain't it?
Look at him.
Man,
no, he's scared. You can speak up.
Look, I say
you can speak up. That's what cap, ain't it?
I say this though. Women is very friendly, man. So.
Go ahead.
Let him go. What are you about to say?
On basis of what you're saying, like, going back to what you have to bring to the table for guys, I think the big question is, when you meet a guy that have a lot of things, what is the women bringing to the table other than sex? Like you said, because
I'm sorry, but was sex the only thing I said, or is that
you said hold you? You said no. You said holding him down, fucking him, sucking him, fucking him
on a regular. And I said, cooking, cleaning.
Well,
like,
I'm saying, what are you talking about?
What's the benefit?
That's independent.
It's not a benefit.
Hold on, fuck that.
Because y'all sound really, 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 really dumb. So, because
that's what women say when they get their ass whooped.
No, because last episode, everything that the reason why I just said what I said right now is because last episode is what you said, what you wanted for a fucking woman to do is to support you. So when I just said support, you was like, that's not bringing nothing to the table.
Man, you got to do more than that. That was just one thing. That's
so hold on. So if a woman is holding you down, right?
Support is broad.
A woman is holding you down. She's supporting you. She's cooking for you. She's cleaning. She's working. She's fucking and sucking you. What the fuck more do you want from this woman? I need to hear this shit.
Right, because you can do all that support, and it's not enough. So.
Support, like I said, support is very broad. But if you doing supporting, if you got to support me how I need to be supported, not how you think I need to be supported.
We didn't say
just
that.
Speak up, nigga.
Right, we didn't say that. But support, boom. What do you need for your woman to do? Because everything that I just said, you said that's not what it is. So please let us know.
No, I'm just saying it has to be specific type of support. Like support
nigga,
is
I
not,
don't know what you need in your life, so I'm not going to be like, oh, you want me to do this, name everything individually?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying for in general, like it has to be custom and tailor-made support to whatever
you know,
your niggas is doing.
But you know what the problem is? She literally just asked you what you need. And you couldn't say that, like,
you
men
have
a
want.
Problem with
communicating
exactly
I'm a simple
what,
man.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I don't
okay, but okay, but look, don't
I feel
say
like it make them feel like they're
don't
weak
say
or
you're
something.
Simple and be like, okay, if all only thing you do is fucking cook and clean, like, nigga,
but if
well,
I that's
simple
like
shit.
As a bitch if you come home,
you know what I'm saying? If you want a female that, you know what, the female I need that's for me is the female that's going, you know what, babe, I got your graphic design right here. Like, here's a little idea. If you need a female that's going, you know what I'm saying? That type
yes,
of shit.
Yes, kiss my ass. What's wrong with kissing my ass?
I'm not kissing nobody ass.
No, it's not. I don't
man,
see
man,
I'll
kiss your ass.
As,
If you my girl, I'm a kiss your ass.
I'm a kiss. I feel like first of all, if y'all are together, it has to be some type of
mutual
interest.
That shit just
so you just can't natural. Be like, you know what I'm saying? So again, if she's helping you with some shit, it's because you know what? One, she knows how to do the shit, and two, she want to see your brand, your business grow.
Yes.
Even
so,
if it's
but
not-
but again, if you want that, you have to say that because you have this like today's time. Everything is just face value. People really don't give a fuck.
Oh, she look good. We date.
You know what I'm saying?
Go.
Like that.
Now
that's
we got
all,
a kid.
That's all that's required.
Yeah. Y'all
you know
not here
like,
with each other.
Look at all of these little YouTube couples and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they're literally together because of YouTube. But then when some real shit happened, it's just, what I want.
She had caught
in the
parking lot.
I didn't know how she was going to react to this and this, that, and the third because you didn't know the bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are getting
everybody's not built to
they don't
be.
Know.
Everybody's not built to be in relationships. Some female don't know how to hold the digger down.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for real.
That's
the only
you
thing they know how to do
shit.
Is skip to, oh, he fucked up. Let me go to the next because guess what? They mama showed them that shit. They grandmama showed them that shit. Thank and that's God. All the fuck they know.
But y'all want to know something to them? It'd be hard, you know, for women to be like that. Like, motherfuckers be, they don't know. They don't know how to love. They don't know how to be in relationships. And if they don't know how to do that, the nigga don't know how to do that either. And it's just fucking up the whole pool of dating. Because motherfuckers don't know how to date. They just want to get with you because you either got money or you look good and you got a fat ass. Y'all got to understand, y'all got to have some type of communication with each other. If you really want to be with somebody, you got to get to know this person. What are your wants? What are your needs? What is it that you need from me? Like, what can I do for you? What can you do for me? Y'all had to have that conversation off rip. Because if not, the relationship ain't going to go no fucking where. Off
like what's wrong with like the beginning of this whole shit? What's wrong with learning how to love? Because again, a lot of people weren't brought up in that shit. A lot of people weren't brought up in love. A lot of people, how many people right now can sit here and say, I had a conversation with my parents and they told me what love is? Like, you learn everything through life. They'll tell you how to tie your shoes, how to ride a bike, all of this stuff.
I just feel like love
but how
comes
many
from
people had a conversation with their parents and it was like, can you tell me or show me or teach me what it like? What is love?
I don't think love, you can teach love. I don't think. I think
but
love is something you have to experience. Like, you have to see. And there's a lot of broken families and you don't see love. So a lot of people don't know how to love because how they grew up. Some people grew up in a single home. Some people grew up husband and wife or mom and dad done separated, got divorced. Daddy beating on the mama on drugs, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's people's minds is fucked up. So we gonna say like going into a relationship, a lot of people do not know how to love. They don't know how to hold you down. They don't know how to do this. They've been traumatized. Like, this nigga done cheated on me multiple times. So now I don't know how to trust you. I don't know how to believe anything you saying or vice versa.
I saw an interesting quote today and it was said that, you know, while we was growing up, we was watching our parents grow up too. So mm-hmm. like,
they probably didn't know how to love either. Shit, yeah. niggas really be figuring this shit out. Mm-hmm. Like when you young, you think your parents know everything. You think your parents are the smartest motherfucker in the world. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we are parents' age, like I'm older now than my mom was when she had me. Mm-hmm. So like, shit, I'm still learning shit.
You can never stop learning, though. That's the thing about life.
Yeah.
You don't run out of. You gonna always learn. Like, you ain't never gonna have nothing figured out. Like nobody gonna figure out love. Like you feel me? That's why so many people get divorced and they damn near past 50 already.
Like, yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
You gonna keep learning.
Like, I just feel like once you meet somebody who you feel you can actually converse with and your friend and y'all here mentally and y'all can feel like y'all can be on the same thing business wise, y'all have to lock in with each other and be locked in with each other. Y'all gotta understand. He gonna cheat. She gonna cheat. He gonna be upset. She gonna be upset. Like shit gonna fucking happen. But if y'all love each other, you gotta figure it out because this love shit is there's no rules to the shit.
Like y'all gotta be honest. I feel like a lot of people are scared to be one their true selves with the person that they've been with for years.
Mm-hmm.
They scared to you know what. If I, you know, some bitches ain't never take their wig off in front of their nigga and been with that nigga for 2 years. Talking about I don't want him to see me in my natural state.
I mean,
state,
I can't
you know
shit around
saying?
My nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, but you know what I'm saying? But shit around I feel my nigga like, is over with. Girl, shit me.
Why you can't shit
door
around
door open. This I don't give weird. A fuck, nigga. This is
yeah, that's weird.
Me.
I don't really. I don't really see
my shit. And my shit stank, too, so.
You said you this to me, ugly. Bro. This is me.
Brina, you boo around your dude?
Nigga, you fed it to me the fuck? We've been sharing all motherfucking day. We gonna share, my guy. Like, nigga, you forget
you
shit
around your
dude.
See, I got 3 bathrooms in my house. I go to the furthest one away from my room.
3 bathrooms.
That's what I be doing, too.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. Like, I got my older brother, and I was really around my older brother. So, like, the whole etiquette of you gotta be a girly girl, like, I didn't know about.
What if it's the first time linking with a nigga, like, you got her shit really
if
bad?
If I have to shit, it's
going to be a different kind of woman. I'm for sorry. A nigga to just be okay
if
with
you
that.
Don't understand he's that shit, then we ain't grown.
No, I'm saying, like, if y'all first just
met. Yeah, like, y'all, like,
I'm saying, but y'all just met.
Yeah.
You going to take a dump.
You
gotta be a baddie if the nigga.
Yeah,
be
you
like,
y'all first time linking and y'all about to go to Pound Town.
If anything, you should be.
I'm
like,
in the shower.
Damn,
what's the
fuck? You gotta turn the shower on while you shitting. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get the shower.
Hop in. What the.
Right. Then put some. You then you gotta put like shower gel.
You know that hot water with. Only it enhances
no,
the
listen,
goddamn sick.
This is what you do.
You ever farted in the shower?
This
shower over. It's time to go.
This is what you do. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is what you do. You go in the shower. I mean, you go in the bathroom. You lock the door. You turn the shower on, right? You're getting ready to shit. But first, you got to get the shower gel. You got to do it. You got to rub your hands. Then you got to put it in the water and then let the aroma get, like, the smell good from the shower gel so it can smell good in there. Then shit. And
I
flush
feel like you've done
shit.
This before.
Flush. Yeah, hell yeah.
What if it's a loud shit? Like, sometimes my shit be like.
That's why you got to turn the water on so you
I
don't
said,
hear it.
My bathroom
and then turn your phone on. Turn the music on loud.
Yeah, right.
Damn,
I'm
she
on
keep
my
playing
phone.
This certified lover boy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whole time you in that certified
shitting.
And then I feel like it's a certain
a long
way
shower.
You can hold your cheeks to make sure it don't make a goddamn loud ass noise. Like if
when you shit,
both of y'all got some
like
big ass cheeks.
If you spread your you know cheeks, how it needs to be spread, that's
gonna make a noise.
I'm saying depending on you know, you got angler.
Y'all be boo-booing and sitting on niggas' face. Y'all are fucking disgusting.
They be asking
hey,
you too.
I'm
what
grown.
The fuck?
Oh, yeah,
I have two kids.
They be asking.
Them niggas, that's how they move in
niggas
Detroit?
Niggas be asking.
You got to clean your ass.
You, of course, you got to clean yourself.
I don't
but
niggas shit, be asking.
I clean mine good enough
no,
for
that's
niggas
that's
be wanting
they be asking.
On your face. They do ask that.
Niggas be asking y'all that?
What?
I feel like everyone, they talking about something.
No, he
no, we
said,
talking about
you said.
Yeah, no, we talking about what they, no, I'm talking about what y'all talking
about.
Yeah.
We're talking about what get the bitches.
Y'all be talking,
okay.
Niggas be asking y'all that too? Niggas are disgusting.
They are. What's the craziest thing a guy asks you in your inbox? Craziest thing.
DMs exposed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Boo, you can tell the truth. This is a safe space. We don't need no names.
This man asked me to eat his ass. I have not attempted to see him, talk to him, or nothing ever since. And then he had the nerve. Look, bro. He had watched some type of porn where this lady was going crazy in this man's ass. And he sent it to me. He was like, you want to do this for me? Who are you to ask me that? Do I look like the type of bitch that eat booty?
Was y'all cool?
Not that cool. Don't be asking me to eat your booty. You was a whole grown ass and you be playing basketball. I be hiking and shit. You want me to eat your booty?
You playing basketball, hiking and shit. You want me to
eat
your
booty? That's funny as shit.
I was so
booty.
Disgusted. I have
ooh,
my craziest
thing to female. Ooh, that booty probably hairy and shit. That's fucking
female
disgusting.
Yeah, crazy. Said to me in the DMs. Shit, I don't think nothing too crazy.
Right,
I mean,
right,
females, females
no, let me show you. Crazy, let me show you. Let me show you what I woke up to this morning.
No.
Hold on. What
this morning?
Look at the message.
Good morning. Stop ignoring me. Mm-mm. Titties is tittying.
They're pretty.
That boy DM's going crazy. Nice.
I'm gonna call. They probably got a lot of
you see, I didn't respond though.
Her coochie yeah. probably ugly though.
It is.
I'm definitely the type of nigga. I leave a bitch on red.
What's the craziest?
I don't
shit?
Give a fuck what yeah, you send me.
I got to.
Got to. You can't respond. You can't
hold
be.
On. Let her
you
say,
can't be thirsty.
Let her say what's crazy.
Recently, I was asked to fuck a guy with a 12-inch dildo.
He wanna be pig.
I've never fucked him. Never, you know.
Have y'all met before in person?
Nah, he's like.
Instagram?
We've met, like, you know, I used to throw parties back in the day, so, like, that's how we know each other, but as far as, like, hanging out one-on-one time, never did that shit.
And he just came
like,
up
I
and
want
was
you
like,
to be my, I want you to be my mistress. No, not my mistress, but madam. What is it? My madam.
And I'm mad I know all the time.
Yes, mistress. And
you a freaky motherfucker,
so
too.
Look, no, but I play with
you
him.
You over there
I
hiding
said,
secrets.
Hold on. Look, I play with him. I said, I don't got no 12-inch, but... I got a 13-inch. You gonna let me bust that ass? Yeah, I like it rough. I like small dick shaming. Okay. Mm.
Did you like that?
You know what?
I feel like my crazy ass would like, I probably would fuck a nigga. I'm not gonna lie. I've never done it, but I would fuck a nigga.
Where these niggas at so I can stay from around that
they
area.
Out here. I would fuck a nigga.
This now,
I'm not gonna say I would let the nigga fuck me. It's just on some like control dominatrix shit. I don't know. I probably
is this a manly man?
Like would strap a nigga.
No, I like my face. I like my face out on. That's how
because
I like.
It's like it's humiliating.
Control me with
like you
mass
let
cheeks.
Me toot your ass in the air
he's
and
gay.
Fuck you, bro.
He
like that's
he reals
that. That shit lies.
Like, so I accidentally great. Like I so one day oh my god first let me tell you the crazy shit that ever was in my DM. It wasn't really that crazy. His guy just wanted me to like he wanted to like chain me up and wanted me to walk around like a dog.
What?
He wanted you?
You? Yeah. You to be the dog?
That sounds kind of racist. Hold on, wait a minute. was he white?
No, he's black.
Okay.
I'm about to say that was a white dude. Hold on, hold on, champ.
He wanted
yeah,
me to
call
like,
you a nigger.
Yeah, he wanted to like walk me around like a dog, and I was like, "What?" But no, what you said, like you said, you could see yourself actually doing that. So one day I was like searching through porn, and
Jones, I could definitely see you doing
you consider
that.
Him?
What consider what?
You gonna let him tie you up for shit?
I mean that was kind of sexy to me.
Oh, I'm scared.
Jojo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean,
okay, we're not kink shaming. We're not kink shaming.
Yeah, I'm not shaming.
I mean, like I obviously didn't respond. I was like, what the fuck, you fucking weirdo? Because I obviously wasn't into it with that. But when I thought about it, I'm like, damn, if my nigga wanted me to like. He wanted to like tie me up. No, not act like a dog, but just walk around like while he like walked me and shit, while my ass is tooted up in the air. Yeah, I would
like that movie Woo where they was in there like she was a chicken eating the chicken bucket and shit.
See, I'm not doing all that.
Oh yeah, I ain't doing that freaky shit.
No,
I get tied up for sure.
I was searching through like porn, right, and I was looking for a certain like a threesome basically.
What page were you on?
What you mean? Like, oh, Pornhub.
She went.
Like, what page on Pornhub? Like, first page?
Like, the first page,
she
search.
Went to
okay.
Crazy shit.
If it's not on the first page, I don't want
it. Yeah, I'm really traumatized from this shit, bro. So I'm sitting here, like, I put it on. So I go get myself ready, whatever. Let it, like, do its little slow, whatever.
Yeah,
intro
took
and
a bus relaxer?
No, I went to go get, like, my toys and shit. So I come back, and, I, you know, when it started, it was a girl and a dude. They was, like, you know, whatever.
The script.
Bruh, when I came back, bruh. The nigga was, a nigga came out, I don't know where the fuck he came out, and he started fucking the other nigga.
See, yeah.
And when I tell you, that shit traumatized the fuck out of me, I'm shaking. That shit traumatized the fuck out of me, like, actually seeing
okay.
that shit.
It's okay.
That shit blew the
you're
fuck
safe.
Out of me, bro. I had to turn my TV off and figure out what the fuck
what
was
the
going
you
on.
What the, you was watching it on your TV?
Yeah, I casted it. I had to see and hear.
See, me, I be trying to, I be in the left hand with this one.
No, I need everything. I need to be whatever.
In the moment.
I need to be able. If I want to do this, then I'm able to do that.
I remember when I was in high school, I would put on slow music.
Do you watch porn with like?
Other people? No.
Yeah.
You watch it by yourself only?
But
I don't want niggas to see my search history.
Hold on. But like, I was just saying that to love, say, like, I can't see how you could do that because I saw the shit like happening. And I'm like, that shit had me
Nigga got his claps, his cheeks clapped.
But you know what? I think I'm just curious. I'm really curious by it because I've had multiple guys ask me to do it. I don't know if it's because, like, I'm tall or something, or, you know, my voice is kind of Beyonce-ish and shit, but they, like...
Beyonce?
But, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like...
You want to know what I've it been is? Like,
why do y'all like that? Why do you want me to do, like... Do you feel like... Because don't get me... I've been with a female.
Was that you? I think we was talking about R. Kelly, and you was like... they said he came out with the boys and shit. You like, damn, well, a nigga that freaky, he probably had been doing that shit.
Yeah. Like, it's no... But I can honestly say, as I'm fumbling, trying to get the remote and shit, the guy was like, when he was fucking him, he sounded more pleased than he was with
because,
the girl.
Like, y'all spot is in y'all ass.
Let's go to the next subject.
Yeah.
Let's
I'm saying, go. No, but y'all spot is in y'all ass, so.
Next topic.
Y'all let a girl put a finger
shut
in
the fuck up.
But I would hate to catch a Charlie horse fucking a nigga, though. Because, like, I've been with a female... Strapped the bitch and I caught a Charlie horse and that shit made
you fell
never,
on her.
That shit happened. To
I never
too.
Wanted to fuck with a female again that after that.
Crazy. Oh, niggas be having sex injuries? I thought it was just me.
No, I had a strap on and I was trying to, you know.
I remember it was
a Charlie happened. Horse. I said, oh, this shit.
No, it was the chicks out of my face and my jaw was hurt for like 2 days. No, she was like really pounding my shit. Like,
was she grinding?
No, like bounce, like bounce.
She was bouncing on your face?
Yes, like she was like right here.
And you let her like an idiot.
I was enjoying that motherfucker.
I know her pussy.
That's because she weighed 300
pounds. No, it wasn't
a
pussy.
I'm scared to ride face. I'm scared of that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm still traumatized. I'm scared. I'm
scared
in my head.
Nigga.
You scared?
I know. I'm scared to ride face.
I'm not scared. My nigga tell me.
You, because you weigh 115
pounds.
You know
what I want. Yeah, I know what you want. Lay that ass down, boy. Stop playing with me.
Okay, let's go to the Big Homie's Kitchen where we talk about this new music. What's up, John? John, what's up?
Up, man.
You good?
Live is in the city out right now, man. Google me, Rap Game John D. It's gonna come up.
Rap Game John D. On all Two socials.
D. Yep, John D.
You on TikTok too?
I'm on TikTok, but I only got one post. The Soulja Boy.
John D. I'm telling you, you gotta get on TikTok.
Yo, we trying to get on it. We trying to get on the TikTok.
You gotta get on TikTok. I was surprised by how quick my TikTok took off. I had
you
a
TikTok.
Yeah, I got. Oh, she being fried on TikTok. You got one. You just don't post.
Yeah, I don't post. I get fried on TikTok. But I don't give a fuck. Fuck these folks.
So I started the TikTok like late December. By early January, I already had 10,000 followers. I just posted this shit. But I'm telling you, TikTok is a rapper's cheat code.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
I really need to get on.
I heard a lot. I got one. I just need to get
on. And they pay you.
Yeah, for sure.
They pay you. Once you get 10,000 followers, they pay you.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, so like every few months, I check my shit, and I have like a few hundred in there. So shit, you gotta pay a bill or whatever. You know, TikTok good for that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For Showski, man.
I gotta post some more, man. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna come on that. I gotta come different. Everything I do gotta be different. So.
Yeah, you got to come different. Got to come different. So, from Houston.
What
artists? You know, Houston has a deep music
all of
history.
Them, bro.
What? No, we need one specific.
For me.
For you.
I'm gonna go with J Dog. You know, that's probably the number one, but. All of them I grew up on, so, but like J Dog was like the most touching when his music could come on, so.
Yeah.
But I love them though. J Dog, Pow Wow, Slim, all of them, man. I'm from Houston, so.
Best Houston song ever. Like when you hear this shit, it's like, this our
shit. Houston,
yeah.
Houston
this
anthem.
This that shit.
I got that drink in my cup.
Nah,
that's too new. That's too new. It ain't no goddamn Kirk
Cobain. Okay,
that's
still
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the
most
one right there.
That is definitely the shit. I think
went crazy on that.
That introduced a lot of people, a lot of the newer generation to the Houston sound. Mm-hmm. I remember that bitch used to, when I was watching BET when I was a young lad, that was probably the last video to come on before Uncut.
So you see the motherfuckers.
Oh, facts.
My papa used to be in car shows and shit areas.
Oh yeah, that's real big out there. Are you into the car scene as well?
I'm not into the car scene. I got a nice car, but I'm not into the car scene.
Having a nice car and being into the car scene is two different things. Yeah.
Be like, ooh, why you putting up clean? Like, hold on, homeboy. But yeah,
Envy need to bring the car show out there next year.
With Mike Jones one time. I remember. I don't know where it's at, but I remember my papa stopped him. Mike Jones, you know Mike Jones? Mike Jones, yes, she got me.
You corny as fuck.
That's how you supposed to do it. can't say Mike Jones.
You can't say who. Does that number still work?
Man, that number never works. I was calling that number all my life.
Yeah.
Who's like 1330-8004?
So who's
put that number on? Say you. I'll put that number on anything. I'll be putting that. Still to this day, I put that.
Who's your dream feature?
Probably 2 Chainz. That's my favorite rapper.
Okay.
Really?
Probably 2 Chainz.
I
only got 2 features right now in my rap career. And it's All-Star JR and Damone Leo.
Okay. You out in the city, man. I think Atlanta and Houston really got a lot of similarities to it, man. My first time going out, I was just out there a few weeks ago. My first time I was out there, shit, man, I was like, damn, this is just like a big-ass Atlanta.
That's what everybody said.
Y'all come out.
I ain't never been.
I was just out there the weekend, September 11th.
I've never been.
Me either. I'm party. Trying to go.
Come on, I'm going to take care of y'all.
Girl trip.
I can't hang out with you.
Fine, I'll stay here then.
She just trying to fuck.
What?
And I'm just
they got
trying
you
to,
today. Them niggas in Houston got you for sure.
Fuck a nigga, how you play?
I'm trying to go cow tipping and fishing.
What?
I'm country. You
country as fuck.
I'm not going cow tipping.
All right, so I do got another question, right? So, a lot of states claim to have this crown, but who has the best barbecue?
Memphis.
Man,
she from Memphis now.
Memphis.
Is it Houston or Memphis?
I can't say because I only had Houston barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so y'all not but even gonna mention Mississippi.
Put me on, make some shit.
Barbecue though? Mississippi is different. My daddy from Mississippi.
They barbecue.
Mississippi is
different.
We gonna say barbecue, we gonna say soul food.
I didn't ate so much barbecue in my life. I don't really think I like it like that no more.
What, barbecue?
Yeah, I had
none of
them.
Me, that's the niggas don't barbecue no more because they don't know how.
I thought, like, when the summer hit, I was thinking, like, we was gonna get a lot of food trucks on the side of the road, bro.
I'm gonna invest in one.
Yeah, I recently just got a food truck.
What you selling?
It's a family thing, and they want to do snow cones, but I'm gonna wait till they realize that shit don't work, and then I'm gonna put some food in it.
Yeah,
you need
bro.
To do snow cones, hot dogs,
yeah,
nachos.
That's basically what it is.
Nachos,
when the summer started, I'm thinking like Atlanta would be full of food trucks. I'm ready, like, when I'm hungry, I'm ready to, like, if I see a food truck, I don't give a fuck what it costs, nigga. What, 25, 30?
Yeah, nah, me neither, I don't care. Yeah. But I think it need to be some old late night food spot.
But you know where they be at, though? They definitely be outside the clubs.
Outside of Allure, for sure.
The club.
Well, out there, they had a whole Benihana's truck. I said, what?
I was
at Cosmopolitan a few weeks ago, and they had, man, that month, they gave me goddamn about 5 bones of ribs. $20.
I ain't had barbecue in a minute.
$20. I also have
this new generation.
Not barbecue. And all they know is goddamn.
All these motherfucking holidays came out. That's the only thing they know
how to
cook.
No, I could. I barbecue.
I got food.
Yeah, my people get down with that, though. They going to cook something for sure.
So, are you inviting niggas over next time?
No, I'm not inviting you over. I'm just saying I know how to cook.
You ain't going to invite Lil Kodak?
No. Kodak, I'm tired of you telling people just because I'm skinny don't mean I don't know how to fucking cook, motherfucker.
No, because I seen you on your story, and I was like, bro, this what a season in it.
Who?
You.
Boy, bye. You better ask about me.
You want to ask your daughter? Eat this shit or you don't eat at all.
Let me call my nigga so you can tell.
Call your daughter. Put
on the speaker. Kodak, can you cook?
Don't ask no crazy ass question.
Kodak can't cook shit.
Don't ask no crazy ass question like that.
Hey.
I marinate my food, so you know I can cook.
I prepare. Marinate.
I prepare.
I'm actually going to invite you over, and I'm going to cook.
Cool, let's do it.
I'm going to bring you a plate.
And I'm going to bring some 4 Locos.
I'm coming to your house.
You're not.
Oh, hell.
Ain't no other thing I'm going to eat.
You still drink 4 Locos?
I do, absolutely.
Bring some 4 Locos. And
you got to deal with that childhood trauma, boy.
What you like to eat?
4 Locos.
Besides ass.
Relax. Ribs, steak, salmon.
I don't know how to cook ribs, but
see,
I like that salmon.
I mean, I could like
I love salmon
overnight. You gotta pack it with ice.
That shit's so good. What? I call it salmon.
The ribs.
Put them where? I don't know how to barbecue.
Container. You gotta marinate them.
Yeah, you gotta marinate.
So yeah. Cold all night. Then in the morning, you get your grill ready.
But I don't know how to grill. Like, I can season the fuck out of it. She's gonna set the fucking house on fire. I don't know how to grill. I feel like it's all about, like, the coal and the, how to make it hot and shit.
Jordan, I think it's yam cam time. Mm-hmm. It is. Ladies, y'all want to join the yam cam? No.
What's yam cam?
What? You just put your yams right here on the table, right here by me. Not by Kodak, by me. Don't worry about Kodak.
She got all the yams. Bring the girl. She has this one.
This part.
Booby.
Show
yams. Please bring the yams over here. We do it every show.
Every show.
Ooh, you first. Go ahead.
We gonna do it right here.
Hey, look, I wasn't prepared.
You can see your ass from the front.
Rena.
Oh, she's up. Look.
Come on. Booby with the booty. John D, where can they find the music, the new album?
Live is in the city, out right now on all streaming platforms, man. Just Google Rap Game John D.
Do they have something to shake the yams to?
I'm not sure. I mean,
we need to get some yams shaking.
Shake their yams to anything, man.
We can shake. We need some yams. We need to get Beat King on some shit so we can goddamn shake some yams in this
one. I'll put that call in for you, man. Beat King, right around the corner.
Shout out to the homies, man. I appreciate the homies kicking it with us, man. This is episode 81. We got Rena Dean. We got Booby with the booty. We got big homie John D. You good?
Yes, sir, man.
This shit was lit?
Always, man. Lit. First time in Atlanta.
Hey, man. From ATL to Houston. Who got you smiling? God damn. Y'all seen that? Shit.
Meh.
That was bad.
She telling him about the yam cam.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm going to eat your ass.
No, he said, I want to take you out on a date, pick somewhere to go.
Aww, yeah. Look at
he
it.
Should have pulled up here. See? No better
date
than this.
Dating, man.
Episode 81, baby. Big homies out.